Billy, you've been Ireland and Kerry tonight. We're back here in Galarus now, photographic exhibition here in Kerry, and lavish praise in you. What does it all mean?
Well, I can't believe it really, because I mean, Paddy Shea himself is a legend, and inviting me down here, and I mean, the man has, what is he, 80 All-Ireland medals, he's legend. Bring me down then, a fellow like Mikey Sheehy, doing the honours to launch it. Like, I mean, Mikey was probably one of my all-time favourite players. Like, I mean, I thought he was a genius. Like, you know, so I'm a bit blown away by the whole thing, I'll be quite honest, and I'm very, very honoured, you know, in a place like Kerry to be given this honour. Like, I mean, what more can I say?
You're the first Corkman, Billy, in my estimation anyway, to be ever honoured in Kerry. But what was it like facing, I mean, I don't know, I was six, seven or maybe Munster finals in order to Kerry beat. What was it like facing all those fellas and they're literally throwing the ball past you into the net? It must have been heartbreaking at times.
Well, from a goalkeeper's point of view, that hand pass was the worst thing, jeepers, because I mean, they were flicking a pasture and throwing a pasture, but by the same token, like, that was a super Kerry team, you know, that's from the 70s and 80s team. And I mean, we used to train like dogs, really train every Munster final, and we would say, like, and I mean, surely they'll take us for granted this year. And no, that's like, I mean, we kind of never got within NASA's roar of them. And I mean, talking to some of them, like years later, the Kerry players, and they said, no, they trained like the Munster final, the All Ireland final, that they never left anything to chance. In fact, I often use that with my own teams that I'm coaching, or would be coaching, you know, that if they're coming up and they're odds on favourites to beat somebody, that I often use like what the Kerry way, that they left nothing to chance. They trained as hard and prepared for a situation where they were odds on favourites, and you know, so I mean, they were super, really, you know.
One of the photographs tonight, Billy, that was displayed behind them parties was the one of that Bomber Liston clashing with you, and you suffered that injury. Talk to me about that incident and the injury and all the surroundings of it. It's all part of history now, of course.
Oh, of course. I mean, my recollection of the situation was that a ball coming in. It came in over Kevin Cahill and Owen. And dropping, I'd say about 10 yards out from the goal, so I came off my line to gather it, and I got to the ball just, I'd say, a fraction of a second before Owen, and Owen, like, I mean, was coming in, and like, I mean, he's a big man, and he ran into me, we ran in, and I mean, I woke up in hospital. I broke my collarbone, I got 11 stitches under my chin. I said I woke up in the hospital and spent 3 days. But I mean, it was totally accidental. I mean, Owen was following the ball in, I was coming out, and it was nearly like the equivalent of running into a bus. But I mean, as I said, it was totally accidental. There was no intent there on Owen's part or anything. And I mean, I know that.
Who was the greatest forward you ever met?
That's a good question. Like, I mean, I mentioned Mikey Sheehy there earlier, and I mean, he was one of my all-time great players. But one of the first games I played in goal was with UCC in the Sigerson. It was the first game I ever played in goal in a kind of a knockout situation, and we were playing Queen's, and Queen's University had put Sean O'Neill in full forward. He was normally a wing forward, if you remember, with Down, but they played him full forward. And I got an up-close, first-hand sight of him, because he scored one goal. They got three goals. He scored one, he made it to, and I thought he was absolutely brilliant.
What had he, Billy? What made him brilliant? What had he now above everybody else?
Well, he had speed, number one, and he was not a small man. Like, he could win his own, and he had, like, his vision and awareness, like, and decision making, like when to lay it off, when to shoot himself, whatever. I thought he was superb, you know. But he's not like a fella, and he was a friend of mine, and I won't say a protege, but a fella forward, I'd say, got quite a few goals than me, was Brendan Lynch. Like, he came to college. I was in UCC at the time, and I was assistant to Dennis Philpott when he was captain of the Freshers. We won the Freshers with Brendan captain. But playing against Kerry, I'd say he nearly scored a goal every time we played Kerry, you know. But I thought he was superb. I mean, there's so many great players. Mick O'Dwyer, you know, Jimmy Keaveney. I mean, it would go on forever, like, about the best player I met. But I have to say, Sean O'Neill made a huge impression on me, like, with the first time I played against him.
Yeah, he was a brilliant player. I saw him winning his All-Irelands with Down. Was 1973, when you captained Cork, was that the pinnacle of your career? Or was managing Cork the pinnacle? Or was it captaining Nemo Rangers? You had so many outstanding events in your life. What was the pinnacle?
Well, like, obviously, like, I mean, in my opinion, Weeshie, like, I mean, managing or coaching is only a poor substitute for actually playing. Playing is where the real pleasure is. And I mean, captain Cork in 73, when the All-Ireland, you could say, is the pinnacle of, I mean, the county career. But when we won our first county, Nemo, in 1972 and beat UCC, that was huge for me as well, you know, and the club, obviously. So, I mean, it was great when I, you know, being coached at Cork, we won 89-90, but the pinnacle really is playing and winning something as a player, as they say, managing or coaching. It's nice to be involved, but it's a poor second to actually playing.
You won 5 Railway Cup medals, Billy, with Munster. You played with some great players. Playing with those great players, how important was that? And who were the great players you played with winning those 5 Munster Railway Cup medals?
Well, we won the Railway Cup in 1982, which I think was... Sorry, 1972, which I think was the first time that Munster had won it since 1949. But, like, I mean, playing with the players... I mean, the greatest footballer I ever saw was Mick O'Connell. And he was on that team. He was midfield, and I played with him. And I mean, I boast about that to my...
Why was he the greatest footballer you ever saw, Billy? Describe Mick O'Connell to us.
Skill-wise, I mean, he was so graceful. Like, I mean, his fielding was... I mean, he went soared up for a ball and really soared. He could kick with either foot, left or right, and so accurate. In those days, like, it was more a catch and kick game, if you like. But I'd put the word accurately behind the kick, because it wasn't like Kerry didn't play a catch and just kick anywhere. Like, and he was so accurate, like, with his pinpoint passes. And I will remember one game. I think he had been out with Kerry. He hadn't played with Kerry for a couple of years, and he came back. I think it was 1968, and we played Kerry in a National League game down the old athletic grounds, and he was actually picked full forward. And he got a ball to the right of the goal, a tough angle. I came out and narrowed the angle. I never saw it in Gaelic football before, and I haven't seen much. He just lobbed me and chipped me and lobbed the ball inside the far post. I was coming out to my left, thought I had every angle covered. He didn't blast it, just loved it. And I said, this fella is something else. He's a genius. And, I mean, to actually have played with him, I will boast about this to my grandchildren.
In your own mind, in your own memory, what was your fondest save? What do you reckon was your best save, your greatest save, or your most important save, Billy? And you made thousands of them.
I suppose probably the save that maybe put me on the map. It was in 1969 Munster final against Kerry again. Who else? in the old athletic grounds, and Kerry were hammering us, really, you know. They won the game the same day. I think 16 points to 1-3 was the final score. You were probably involved yourself the same day. And I remember the
exam. You have a good memory, Billy.
Yeah. I remember the examiner report the following day. The only thing that Kerry hadn't got was a goal, and they came through. And I think it was Liam Higgins, the late, great Liam Higgins, had a blast from about the 14 yards, and it was going up under the top right-hand corner, and they got across to it and managed to push it over. I would always think that was, you know, my best ever save, but I mean, I don't know, but I remember that one particularly because I was determined, even though that Kerry were hammering us, they were not going to get a goal, and, you know, they didn't get a goal, and I was...
Nemo Rangers, of course, are your club, one of the greatest clubs in the 32 counties. They were all very, very special. Why are Nemo Rangers such a great club? Why are they so special?
Well, first of all, we're a very close-knit... I mean, people call us Clannish, and maybe we are. But we're very close-knit. I remember, like, Frank Hogan saying years and years ago when he was... chairman of the underage, and he was only about 15, 16 years himself, old at the time. And he said, you never see a Nemo man in his own, and you won't. Like, I mean, we knock around in groups, and, you know, and also, like, I mean, I think that, like, the players, you know, they all put it back into it. Like, I mean, you go to Nemo any time, and I saw even today, there's a tournament, an under 14 football tournament in Nemo, and who was leading out the Nemo under 14s with Joe Kavanagh. I mean, you get Dinny Allen has been always involved, Jimmy Kerrigan, Eve Fitzgerald, Timmy Dalton, all the former players, you know, get involved again, and I think that's one thing. But we're
and as we're talking here tonight, Billy, at the Paddy O'Shea tournament, you were involved tonight with the Nemo team and the intermediate team, is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm manager of the intermediate team. I've been involved with the intermediate team for the last couple of years, and the manager, Bernard Harrington, stepped down this year, so I've been moved up to manager. But it's lovely, it's great. I mean, lovely bunch of young fellas there.
You know? I must mention another man to you, Johnny Culty, who'll be a teammate of my own with the Killarney Legion.
Yeah, yeah.
He opposed you in one goal, you were in one goal, he was in the other goal. I mean, I'd always consider you the two greatest goalkeepers I ever saw.
Well, Johnny Culty, I've always said, I felt was the best goalkeeper I ever saw. Not from the point of view like that he'd be making spectacular saves, flying across the goal, tipping balls out. But he was so cool. I actually modelled myself on Johnny Culty. If there's any keeper I ever modelled myself to Johnny Culty, like, he was so cool under the ball. Like, he did all the bread and butter stuff well. And when he got it, like, I mean, I remember Johnny playing when he won in All-Ireland as a corner forward, and, you know.
In 55.
And he was, like, I mean, he was a classy player. Yeah. When he went back into goal, like, he brought that football sense into goal. Like, I mean, he was cool, he was calm, and you know, and lovely man. I must say, like, he's one of my favourite people in GAA, you know.
Did you ever get the inclination to go outside of Cork, Billy, and train other inter-county teams? You must have got loads of invitations to travel outside of Cork, but you never did that.
No. I, the only teams I think I could ever train would be either Nemo or Cork, you know, and, like, people talk about passion there earlier, but you must have passion, I think, for the team you're with. And I could never see myself going into a dressing room, you know, another county or another club, and holding up the jersey and asking them to die for that when I wouldn't have the same passion for it myself. I mean, part of my thing would be passion for my club and my county, and I think it would be very, very hard to go in and, you know, and say, kiss the crest and say, die for this. So.
Finally, Billy, you have two sons. One of them plays in goal, one of them plays corner forward. The son followed you. How did the son follow you in goalkeeper? Did he follow you because you told him to become a goalkeeper, or did he just admire you so much that he wanted to become a goalkeeper?
No, and like personally, like I mean, I didn't want any of them playing goal because maybe comparisons and putting them under pressure. Yeah. Brian was playing, he always played out the field, and he was playing junior with Nemo, and this day, whatever day it was, the junior keeper didn't turn up, so they put him in goal, and he played very well. So they kept him in goal, and then he started playing so well, he got promoted to the intermediate team. And then being on the intermediate team, he was like sub-keeper on the senior team, you know, and he eventually made a breakthrough. Like, once he went back in goal, he took it seriously and prepared well, and he trained very, very hard, and like he's done very well in goal, you know.
Billy, listen, I could stay talking to you till the cows come home, but we're here in Dingle tonight, and there's a lot of work to be done at the moment. Listen to me, thanks for talking to me, and listen to me, congratulations on your career, and the best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Richie. Thank you.